All right, good evening, everyone, and welcome to this Southwood Be Fire EMS regular Board of Commissioners meeting. It is August 8th, 2024. So the first matter of business is to call this meeting to order, and the next up is approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The ayes have it. Item number three, any public input? Seeing none, hearing none, we will move on to the consent agenda. Has everyone read through their documents? Are there any questions or comments? Do I have a motion to approve?
I move we approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The ayes have it. Up next, we have our member update. Just moving right along.
Okay. So we have two new volunteer members to approve tonight. It's Kevin Gallagher and Coleman Porter. They have been through all of the process, including panel interview, written testing, physical testing, and chief's interview and background checks, and are ready for board approval this evening.
Very good. Welcome to Kevin and Coleman. I guess we have to vote them in first.
Jim, you want to make that motion?
I would make the motion to approve the Kevin Gallagher and Coleman Porter as members.
And I'll gladly second that motion.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The ayes have it. Welcome aboard. And our next item is any unfinished business today? I don't have any in my folder. I want to say we're moving on to new business.
Okay. New business. So first of all, just going over the monthly chief's report. Starting out, average monthly call volume for the year, we are up a little bit from last year at 237 calls on average per month. Our volume for the month of July is what we have right now is 244 calls for the month. And I actually, we are going through a process with our new software program of reconciling our records for each month. So that number is likely going to go up a little bit once we finalize some records.
Okay. So the information is being migrated from one system to the other.
We are using a new system, and so as we're learning, some of the calls are not getting closed out. So at the end of the month, we need to go through and actually figure out which calls are hanging out there and need to get finalized and closed out. So Chief Magallon has been working hard for the last month to get us tightened up on that and got a list of calls to close out. So we're tightening things up.
Okay.
No changes, big changes to the percentage of incident types, sitting at 70% for rescue and EMS. False alarm calls were, we had 10 of those, 31 good intent, 10 service calls. And the fires actually were up, have been up for the last couple of months as far as actual working structure fires. We have had, I think, four in the past month or so. So that's been interesting. And just a couple of minor brush fires. Fourth seat coverage, our staffing report is down 2% from last month at 80%, but we do have still strong fourth seat coverage and fifth seat is still sitting at 37%. The funny thing about those numbers is, although those numbers are a little bit down, we actually had over 4,000 hours worked because we had so many shifts done at special events in July. So I think that brought down the regular shift coverage just a little bit. So Yeah, so it was averaging, when we put in all that, we averaged 5.4 positions per day. So that was really strong turnout. We had a huge turnout from staff on the 3rd and 4th of July for the folks that were out on those days. And that was really good to see. Today, I think we have had 12 people on over the course of the day staffing. So that continues to do well. New volunteers in process. We had the two new members we talked about already, and we have two more applications in process at this time. And then we also have, I'd like to introduce Sherry Schroeder, who is our new admin that is starting on the 12th. On the 12th. So she's here this evening.
Welcome.
Hello. Welcome aboard.
Okay, we're excited to have her. So, upcoming events, obviously, we have the picnic and badge pinning on August 17th. So, hoping to get a big turnout for that event. We have Wildfire on Whidbey Thinking the Unthinkable Conference coming up on August 24th. Commissioners have the invitations for that in your folders tonight. And I believe that's they're actually selling tickets for that event. So that'll be exciting to see. This is a conference talking about the potential for wildfires and the impacts of climate change in our area and how people can best prepare to not be a victim of a wildfire. Okay. One other thing that I would like to mention, which I was just making a note about as far as events, is I think we should, we talk more about this later in the meeting, but set a date for a strategic planning process in the upcoming month, because we did appear to have passed the levy. And so we'll just need to revisit the strategic plan.
For the wildfire on Whidbey, I realize I have a conflict, at least in the afternoon. I'm curious if it's okay if I might attend in the morning and not the whole thing. And also, if you can tell us a little bit more, you're going to be speaking on a panel. Is that right?
That's correct. So there will be a number of different speakers, myself, a gentleman from DNR, the agency that handles the wildfires in the state, will be here speaking. We'll be talking about a couple of different things. We'll be talking about what you can do to prepare, what changes have we seen nationally, trends have we seen nationally, and then regionally and here locally is what I will focus on. And at the end of the day, just informing folks on what preparations they can make to be successful. And we'll talk about what it is we're doing here at South Whidbey. We just put a lot of our firefighters through a program called Red Card, or they earn their Red Card, which is a certification for firefighting through state DNR. And so that's pretty cool. And then there will be other things. I don't want to get too much into exactly what I want to talk about, but I'll be talking about our experiences here in Island County. And again, what can folks do to make sure if there were to be a wildfire, how can they be prepared that their house doesn't burn down? Our biggest risk here is really what we call wildland urban interface fires.
Wooey.
Yeah. We don't have a huge risk of like a big running crowning wildfire or something like that. But that doesn't mean there's not a threat, because the truth is 2-foot flame fronts are what often burn down houses if they have vegetation or flammables right up against the house. And also not having wood shingle roofs, things like that.
Yeah. Well, it sounds absolutely fascinating. So hopefully a good day. All right. Looks like we've done the chief's report, and the next item of business is resolution 2024-10, the mid-year budget adjustments.
Okay. So what we're looking at here is the mid-year, annual mid-year budget adjustment, which we do every August. That's ultimately a budget is always a prediction and our best guess at what is going to happen for the year. This year, we took an extremely conservative approach to the budget. We cut a lot out of it and did a truly needs-based budget. Commissioner Erickson was part of that, and it was a lot of work, but we got through it. And so what we find here at 70% through the year is that we are actually doing pretty well considering how much we cut the budget. I expected that we would be pushing going over budget with how much that we cut it, and actually we find ourselves a little bit ahead. So the first document that you find there is the memo, which just gives a high level overview of what we're talking about. At the top, we see that the general fund balance is about $3.5 million. Our reserve fund is at $53,693.13. We did budget to increase that this year, and we will make that transfer. We do like to give that a little bit of time to make sure that we don't transfer money out of the general fund that we need. And I believe we were going to bring that up to 160, just off the top of my head, about 160,000. Contingency is at 172,228.16, and the total funds are 3,762,145.63.
Chief, question on the contingency: what category or what goes into expenses that would draw from that contingency fund?
So the contingency fund is really sort of an emergency fund of sorts. If there's something that comes up that we need those funds right away, then that would be coming out of the contingency fund. It has been at that balance for quite some time. We have not had to use those funds.
Okay.
The next table down is the 9 budget categories that we break our expenditures down into. And you can see these are the amounts spent so far out of each of those. And so we're doing pretty well. We do have some expenses that have not come out yet, such as apparatus, that are anticipated to come out before the end of the year.
So by the end of the budget year, in theory, all these would be closer to 100% or not?
Correct. We did, however, as you'll see, reduce the anticipated expenditures through this budgeting process, through the mid-year process. So some of these items we went through and said, we're not going to end up spending that money for whatever reason this year, whether it's a project that we didn't get to or we were able to save money on something. And so in those cases, we talked to the people who were responsible for those budget areas and reduced the budget, are proposing to reduce the budget in those areas. Just looking at the overall look, should these budget adjustments be approved, for overall spending for the year will be reduced by $81,761.81. Our overall revenues will be increased by $64,783.27 to reflect actual revenues. I can talk a little bit more about that in a moment. And the net budget impact of these changes will be a positive $146,545.08. No transfers out of reserve or contingency would be requested. So this will be within the general fund. We had income from sale of surplus apparatus this year, which was not anticipated in the budget for revenues, was our biggest area. We did have one slight miscalculation on revenues that was not positive, but it was washed out by that. And that was our revenues from EMS. We do get some money from the EMS levy in the county. And basically when we calculated those, we calculated how much we will earn this year, which is tied to our assessed valuation, when in reality, the first quarter is last year's, if that makes sense. So at the end of the day, we sold approximately 90,000 in surplus, is what increased the revenues. We also had increased revenues from CPR class. Any questions on that?
I like knowing that we are under budget and come out ahead. So there's a lot of good vibes going on.
Good thing.
One of them.
Okay.
Do we want to discuss the budget amendment, or would we like to put a motion forward to approve the mid?
Just to review them.
Yes, I'm comfortable with what staff presented, and I'm very comfortable with making a motion to do that right now. But Commissioner Towers, you're the driver here. If you want to have some time, we can debate it.
Okay. Make a motion to accept the amended budget as presented.
That would be resolution 2024-10 mid-year budget adjustments.
Yep.
I'll second that.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The ayes have it, and the resolution is passed.
Sweet.
Following the agenda I have in front of me, do we want to talk more about Sherry?
Would you like to introduce yourself? Here, we have a portable microphone for you.
It says administrative assistant position, so I thought I'd open up the floor to put you on the spot. Welcome.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate being here. I was invited, and I just wanted to experience what this is all about, and been quite lovely to meet everybody. You're yet, but. I moved to Whidbey Island in 1990, and I lived on the South End probably about 20 plus years. Raised my kids, opened some businesses on the South End, owner operated, stay at home mom. So, yeah, that's pretty much about it right now. Do you have any questions? Or?
I've heard you bring a lot of enthusiasm, and I'm excited for that. So I don't know if
as I said earlier, welcome aboard. And if, as I said, the chief asked me about going to be hiring you, and I said, are you happy? And he said, yes, well, then I'm happy.
Then everybody is happy, including me. Thank you. I'm very excited. Very excited to be here. Thank you.
Very auspicious.
So when do you start?
Monday.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you'll find out that there were lots of secrets, and we just keep them all covered up until you start.
Until I'm ready to hear them all.
If there are any, I'm not aware of them.
We appreciate you joining the team, and the role is very important. And so thank you for coming on board.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. The next item of business is the lifetime membership building access.
Okay. So this was would ultimately end up being a potential policy change. And so this wouldn't really be the first reading, but just wanted to open up discussion on the issue. I included policy 1001. Under just the very back, basically.
Underlined in green.
And so, yeah, thank you, Commissioner Noble. So I, on the second page, highlighted life membership. So basically a question that came up was we had an instance where a staff member showed up to work in an area that regular members don't have access to, which would be the shop, and found somebody there that they didn't know, that was asking them a lot of questions. They were a little bit confused, and it wasn't ideal, and it raised a question of who is this person in the station and why were they there. And so what we discovered is we do have a lifetime membership program, or it's not a program, it's just a definition that I couldn't find anything else other than this one page. And it says if somebody is here as a volunteer retiring from active duty with 25 years of service who maintains residency within the district qualifies for life membership, which is awesome. But what does it mean? And our practice, I think, is maybe not well defined. And so I did have a brief conversation with our counsel, Brian Snoor, about it, and just said, hey, do we have liability here? What do you think? What are your concerns with the situation if people are having full access? He said, yeah, I do have a concern. A couple of them. One would be if someone were to be injured, something fell off the wall or something like that, then that would be our liability. And we don't have any insurance for the people if they're not active with us any longer. And then the other thing is, he said, well, can they take an engine out? I said, well, no, but we don't really say that. So I think it might make a lot of sense for the commissioners to consider just putting some further definition to this. And what does it mean? So that, not that we should take away this, but just that we should probably define it.
Jim, I believe you qualify. Excuse me, Commissioner Towers, I believe you qualify for life membership. What does it mean to you?
Yes, I would. I think the intent back when this was first discussed was that people would have access to things like the gym facilities, this kind of thing.
Okay. I don't know. It sounds like our lawyer might not like that. A lot of
people who, you know, were members here, were using them to work out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the idea was that they would have it ongoing. I don't see there's any need for access to the bays, and certainly shouldn't be to the workshop. That was the general intent, I think, back in the day when this started.
Is that the only thing?
As far as I understand, no.
Okay.
I don't think that there's any intent for them to be able to sort of go walk around the bay. Certainly no intent that they could take an engine.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's worth considering if you have devoted 25 years of service to the district, if there's a perk that comes with it, making sure we define what that is, that we honor that we respect that in some way. Does it make sense? Does anybody use the gym that qualifies for this? Or that sounds like a good club to be in if you're a member, right? But what is the, what does that mean?
I don't honestly know if any of the retired members are using the gyms or not.
There's access. I don't know if it's to the gyms. So, and this is something that, you know, the commissioners would have to decide what comfort level they have, because everything is a degree of risk. But one thing that our council did say is, well, you know, it's not like you're letting people use the gym or anything like that, right? I said, well, I don't know. So just something to consider that we wouldn't necessarily have coverage. However, if somebody just hurts themselves on their own accord, it's still on them. But if something we had caused it. So it's just a question of what level of risk we want to take on. And it's not like there's 100 people using it, but.
So, Chief, the concern I have is if we can bracket it so that the mechanics bays and anything that is sensitive to the operation of the district is, they can't get into that area. And then if we can And I understand you can do that. You can have the ability so that they can't access certain places. The other concern I have is if they are not a member and they do get injured using equipment, exercise equipment or whatever, you would like to think that somebody who has been 25 years wouldn't want to take an action against the district to recover. But in my life, and I think in the business that we're all in, you have to assume the unexpected. And so I would hope that whatever policy that we end up is tightens it up appreciably, doesn't remove it. But that begs the question, what are people using access to the different facilities? They've got key fobs, as I understand. So these key fobs are still active. And so, if they're solely needing it to go to the John, there are other ways to do it. I mean, right here at 36, during the day, you can access the public restroom. So, but I do understand the sensitivity that this was put forward in the past. But I really think we need to protect I call it the fiduciary responsibility as one board member to make sure that we have done what's necessary to protect the district against liability.
Would it be possible to pull the names and numbers of access? Mm-hmm. We don't need to see the names, but how many people are actually availing themselves of this? This may be a almost non-issue.
We have. Okay. So I could share those. I don't have them with me now, but
no, but
we could do that, and then
I think that would be good to know.
I would reflect on the history of our district having been mostly volunteer until very recently. I have a friend who is a firefighter in Alaska, and I know he probably fell into a similar situation where he felt like, I've been a member for a long time. This is my family, my home. I'm going to come and get some coffee. And his experience was that they had no idea who he was. And it was a little awkward, and I don't know if hostile is the right word, but yes, we should update the policy, but I would also say, how do we make sure we're on good terms with our longtime life membership? We definitely need to define that better.
Yeah, no, it's very loose, and there's definitely areas like the workshops that we don't want.
So we want to maintain that idea of family, but I think we want to be judicious with our operation. So I guess this will be the pre-first reading.
I would suggest I can put something together, we can pull the numbers, and then if you all have thoughts, you could send them in and I could start to wordsmith something.
Okay. I think if we can honor the life membership in some way, let's make sure we do that.
Point of clarification to the chief. When do we project the budget process to begin? Is it going to be the latter part of this month or in September?
Yeah, so I would like to, what we've been talking about in administration is forming the budget work group now, and also setting a date for the strategic planning meeting in the latter half of August. Or I think we could also start the actual budget meetings in September. I'd have to look and see when we had started those last year, but I think Commissioner Noblet is up in the if we're continuing the rotation for you guys, and then we'll reach out and find a representative from volunteer ranks and also from the career ranks to be on the committee as well.
So do you need any kind of motion from the board on any of this?
I don't think at this time. Okay. Just if that's
scheduling.
What's that?
Some scheduling.
Yeah, just some scheduling. Okay. Yep.
Your calendar looks like the 17th and the 24th. If we're going to do it on a Saturday, those days are both taken. The next one is Labor Day, and I know I have an obligation on the 2nd. I thought I'd have the company picnic at my house.
Uh-oh. Good place for it.
But I think we should do it sooner rather than later, so maybe the 14th of September might be a safe starting point.
I'm sorry, I'm just adding the wildfire on Woodby to my agenda, and then I'm going to look at that one. 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Save. I just started using my Google Calendar, so a little learning curve here.
Well, I could put out a doodle poll for weekends in September.
The 14th? Was that the date?
That was the suggested.
Of August or September? So it's a Saturday. As far as I know, I think I'm okay.
I'm okay.
Okay. So yeah, that's for the strategy work group. Okay. Do we want to set a time? What time would you like to get here?
10 o'clock would be fine for me.
10 a.m. is that? 10 a.m. Do we want to set an end time? No, as long as it takes.
I think we usually last to about 4.
I was going to say, the gray matter starts to poop out when you get past 4.
Yeah, I don't think we... Okay. Historically, I don't know that we've made it past that.
I think we should order lunch before we start. That always seems to be the breakdown point.
Pickles. Can we do Pickles Deli? Are they going to be open?
I love pickles. Great. They're open. On okay. Saturday. Yeah.
Motion to consider pickles for lunch that day. Okay. I'm just going to have to line up childcare for that day.
That's great.
We know what our chair's priority is.
You got to eat. You can't work without food.
I agree. Oh, I agree. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you wanted to get on the schedules, the budget committee, to get that started?
Yes. I could send out some dates, I think, for that one.
I'm local both months, so whatever works is fine with me.
Okay. I got to nail down some folks to join the team and also for the strategic planning team. We'll get some reps from the district, so.
Well, thank you for bearing with us for that administrivia that we just worked ourselves through. Are we ready for announcements? Or did I miss anything? We're good to move ahead?
Yeah.
Great. I know we've got the two events coming up. Any other announcements to share?
Well, Mr. Stephen Osborne is here, new member of the Fantastic Four this afternoon. And this is his last day with Swiffy. He's going back to the motherland to Snohomish 4. We will miss him terribly, but I think we'll still see him around. So it's been a great year. And I don't know how long have you been here officially, Steven? 14 months, year and 2 months. So,
hey, does he get to keep his Swiffy hat?
Unofficially, So they got a big little going away for him this evening. So,
oh, that's good. That's good.
Tell your dad I said hi. Oh, great. Okay.
Thanks very much, and all the best for the future. Stay in touch.
I'll just comment that you complimented me at the end of the last meeting for my service, and I gently threw it back to you and said it's your service that I compliment you for. And I'm in awe of everybody that's a volunteer or paid, because when people dial 911, They expect you to be there, and that's why I often will say, I doff my hat to you all every time for a job well done.
Thank you. All right. Any other announcements?
Well, I got one other. This is Nikki's last day at the table here beside me. I knew she'd hate it when I said that. So between her and Steven, I think we should give a round of applause for excellent service. Thank you.
And Ashley, we did skip over the board secretary position.
Oh, pardon me.
We did.
Thank you for catching that.
I think we should maybe address that at the next.
Okay,
for the next agenda. I skipped it on purpose, clearly.
Good job.
So Nikki, you're going to be still involved with the district, or, and you'll be going back and being a volunteer. Good. You can't get away from us, and we can't get away from you. So, thanks for everything you've done and will do.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. Moving on to comments from commissioners. I'm going to start to my left, Commissioner Noblet.
Just to compliment Chief Nye, and there was a member of the of our family that secured the tank and the generator back here for 36, and you know, job well done. And I'm really looking forward to having similar earthquake security done at the other, all our facilities, and then through the budget process to prepare us to see what kind of engineering work we need to do to retrofit Langley and Cameron Road and anything else for this station. Because as this wildland event that we're coming up with, talk about prepare for the unexpected and earthquakes, we know they're going to happen. The only issue is when they're going to happen. And if we can do whatever we can today, then when the earth moves, we're in the best shape possible. So I commend the chief and Chief Nye and everybody else for moving this process forward.
Thank you. Thanks, Chief Nye.
Commissioner Towers?
Well, it's too early to say for certain that I'll levy this past, but I would like to thank everybody who has put a tremendous amount of work into this, both staff and volunteers. You know, you guys are our best advert in the field with the population. You see far more of them than the commissioners ever do. So just like to say thank you very much.
I will put a little sidebar here. When you have 64% of the vote, it's going to happen. There's no question it's going to happen. And when it's certified, it might be 64.5 instead of now 64.01. But because we're such a homogeneous district, the results that came in on election night are going to not go down. They'll probably go up. So, and I concur, my appreciation for everybody that pulled it forward, all the signs that we had out, the chief's comments and what we put in the two mailers that we had to the public. I was more than cautiously optimistic that we were going to pass, but until we saw the votes Tuesday night, you can't be 100% sure. So I'll just say my hats off to all of everybody within the district that did what they need to do. Now we've got the hard work to make it happen and keep those voters happy. So I'm looking forward to it. Good job, Chief, and everybody else.
Yes, I would just like to say that I'm having a great summer, and part of my life includes this district, and I'm really happy to have participated in the fair. I had a really good time making buttons, so thanks to everybody who helped make that happen. We've had some parades recently, the fair parade, the 4th of July parade, National Night Out. I was not able to attend, but I heard good things. And we passed a levy, like I'm just feeling really good and pumped, and I hope you all are feeling that energy too. So happy summer. There's a lot going on, and yes, we do have more work ahead of us with now that we've passed this levy, but I see good things on the horizon. So there we are.
Sweet.
All right. The last order of business is we have an executive session on the table. Are we doing this today?
Yeah, I think honestly this time we can do it in 15 minutes.
15 minutes. The time on my clock.
I may be optimistic, but I think we can do it.
6:10. So around 6:25, we shall resume our meeting. All right.
Okay.
All right, I will call this meeting back to order at 6:25. There are no actions to take as a result of the executive session we have just held. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, have a great evening, everybody.
Let's go home.
Keep up that good vibe. Whoa. I'm sorry. Did you have some public?